This is Canada, the United Kingdom, and Australia. Three nations spread across three different continents. But despite the distance, one alarming truth connects them all. They are collapsing in exactly the same way. And now, the symptoms are impossible to ignore. Let's begin where the cracks are turning into a full-blown collapse. Canada. In Canada today, the average family can't afford a home in their own country. Home ownership has crashed 31% in a single generation. Compounding this issue, foreign buyers now hold a significant stake in the Canadian property market, owning up to 13% of it, more than at any point in history. But Canada isn't alone. In Britain, the foundation of the middle class has been gutted. Manufacturing jobs gone, down 46% since 1990. And what did families get in return? The highest tax burden since World War II, all while public services fell apart. But this isn't just a British problem. Across the world, Australia is living the same nightmare, only deeper. There, a quiet takeover is underway. Foreign corporations now control 80% of the country's critical resources. And the dream of home ownership, dead on arrival. Housing prices have soared by 500%, while wages crawled just 80%. Young Australians are being priced out of their future in their own country. And this pattern across continents, across governments, is no accident. This isn't just failure. It's not bad luck. It's called managed decline, and it's happening by design. And if you're watching this thinking it can't happen here, you need to pay attention, because these three nations are the test cases for what's already occurring throughout the Western world. What you're about to learn in this video will completely change how you understand what's happening to these once powerful nations, and why everyone should be deeply concerned about what comes next. The evidence is hiding in plain sight. Government documents, insider testimonies, and statistical patterns reveal a blueprint that's been quietly unfolding for decades. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. Most people have no idea that the collapse of these three nations follows a familiar historical pattern. Every empire throughout history has fallen in a similar way, from the inside out. Take ancient Rome. Most think it fell to barbarian invasions, but Rome's real decline began internally, through economic inequality that mirror what's happening across Canada, the UK, and Australia right now. By the 2nd century AD, as Rome's expansion slowed, the wealthy elite created massive estates worked by imported labor. This destroyed local Roman farmers, the backbone of the Republic, who were crushed by debt and displacement. Sound familiar? It should. It's the exact same pattern unfolding today. When Roman reformers tried addressing these inequalities, they were eliminated. The elites chose to get rid of reformers rather than give up their power. A key point to remember as we look at what's happening in these modern nations. Just as Rome faced demographic collapse in its final years, these three nations are experiencing unprecedented population shifts. Despite Canada importing over 480,000 migrants in 2024 alone, its fertility rate has plummeted to just 1.48 children per woman, far below the replacement level. The UK's fertility rate has crashed to 1.44, while Australia's sits at 1.5. These countries aren't growing naturally. They're being artificially repopulated while their middle classes vanish, exactly as Rome's did before its fall. Managed decline might sound like boring corporate jargon, but it represents one of the most dangerous concepts in modern governance. Originally a business term for companies beyond saving, it evolved into a strategy where maintaining appearances takes priority over actual solutions. This isn't conspiracy theory, it's documented policy. The concept emerged during the 1980s in Britain when Margaret Thatcher's government advised that struggling industrial cities should be left to manage decline, controlling the collapse rather than preventing it. But what's truly shocking? This localized strategy has now been scaled up to the national level across Canada, the UK, and Australia. And the evidence.
All right, folks, that is a very good video. I think I'll retweet that. I wish I could give credit to whoever did it. I'll find that during the break. We're joined in studio by the one and only Rex Jones.
Thank you.
You're going to be responding to The Onion here just a second. We're going to be going through a podcast where, yes, The Onion is saying that they own our studios, that they're here right now.
We're going to take it over. We have two new products at theolivesshowstore.com that are guaranteed to work and deliver healthy results. One is Ultimate Energy. It's very simple. High-quality fusion of organic caffeine that is time-released, then with a very strong dose of high-quality L-theanine that relaxes you and gives you clarity and focus. A lot of people take it for tests. They also take caffeine. You take the two together, it gives you smooth, continual release energy for up to 10 hours. A fabulous product, Ultimate Energy. And then, when it's nighttime and it's time to chill, Ultimate Chill, a big dose of L-theanine and a big dose of ashwagandha root that gives you rest, relaxation, and better, deeper sleep. That's also great for your immune system and your whole body. Good, clean energy and good, clean sleep. These two products together are amazing and are now available at thealexjonesstore.com. While you're there, get the ultramethylene blue, get our incredible iodine, T3, bovine colostrum, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the second American revolution worldwide and taking the globalist on head on.
I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Rex Jones joins me in studio. Follow him on X at Rex Jones News with a Z. JonesCBD.com, 50%off.com, ShroomForce.com as well. And of course, follow Gray Area at Gray Area Talks. And you actually, you took over American Journal for a little while.
Try to find my camera there first.
Yeah. Here at the studio, but you're hosting American Journal on your own as a semi-independent broadcast, right?
Yeah. So my thinking is, like, there's a ton of people that love that daily morning show. I learned to love the daily morning show while doing it. Like, it really is incredible to get to start the day off and give people like their news, and also to inform yourself. You get to kind of do like active news blitz process, and I really enjoy doing that with my audience. It's been really cool. I do it 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on my profile, in the middle of setting all the channels up, working on getting the graphics synced. But it is an honor to get to kind of continue forward a new generation of that show that, of course, David Knight did, you did, Brianna did, and now I get to do it. So shout out to the legends. And it's just another legendary piece of history that can never be taken away from us, no matter what they do. And what they're going to try to do with all this stuff, Harrison, with the entire Onion debacle, they want to skin suit us and raise us up in their own graven image, kind of a zombie creation. And they think by making that thing dance that they're going to hurt public opinion by blending it with our political soul online. It's not going to work. There's been too much time, too much love, too much effort put into this place. They look at this place and they just see a bunch of bumpkins, right? They see a bunch of country bumpkins. When in reality, this place is filled with a bunch of geniuses that make it hum just autonomously. Everyone's just doing their job 24/7 to continue on forward in the mission. These people taking over, it's about massive money. They're all in with the promise. Oh, we're going to profit off this corpse. We're going to chop it up and sell the bones for millions. That's what they think. When in reality, you're buying a dead oasis. You're buying a dead river. That's what this is. The water has gone somewhere else.
Right. Well, it's like the oasis is still here, but we're the water, right?
Right,
it's like,
exactly.
Without us here, you're just buying.
Well, we will rise as a giant storm cloud and move on to more fertile grounds.
I love that metaphor. Yeah. That's great. Yeah, no. So what was your reaction to hearing this news, this fake news? But, you know, I'm sure you saw the headline earlier this afternoon. The Onion signs deal to take over InfoWars. What was your reaction?
Well, I mean, we forget that we're in a war. Right. We forget that we're in a fight and a battle a lot of the time. And a lot of people have worse and harder battles than we have. But we are in a war. We are in a fight right now. We forget that. I mean, 2 years ago, I cried in the office because I thought this building was going away.
Yep.
Now I sit here and I cry because it hasn't gone away already, because I know we will be that much stronger and that much more powerful on the new network and on the new platform. So just on all ends, it's too little too late from these people. Far too little and far too late to stop us.
And, you know, you brought up a great point earlier too, which is the fact that, and it really, I was talking about this with one of the editors over the weekend. Nowhere is like InfoWars, and the quality of people here. I don't know how your dad and Rob Duke
absolutely
hired the people that work here, but like
The cream rises to the top.
The cream rises to the top. And that really is what it, like, if you're not great, you just don't make it. You just, like, can't cut it here. People will come for a month or two, and then they'll go, ooh, I'm out.
You
can't do
not,
it.
You can't not love it and be here.
Exactly.
That's what it comes down to. We wouldn't not be here. Like, we have to be in the studio or working or just a part of all of it. That's what everyone, like, we're one entity or one unit.
And even if we weren't here, we'd be doing what we do here, but on our own. It's like, it really is a matter of pride and passion for us that, like, this is what we want to do. This is what we're obsessed with doing. People are constantly, like, just going above and beyond, because that's sort of the way it works here. Is like, you have your obligations. You have to do this thing for this show, and you have to do that every day. But once you get that done, hey, if you want to go, I mean, I don't want to spill any secrets here, but I'll just say one of the crew members today was, like, giving me this, like, presentation about, like, all this new stuff that, you know, he wants to do and building. And it's like, nobody asked him to do that. It's just like, we all have ideas of, like, how to make things better, how to get a bigger reach, how to 100%. Convey something better. We are always working all the time. And I've been to some of these other, I don't want to name them by name, but for example, places like The Blaze, places like Daily Wire, these people work as little as possible.
Well, they don't have a mission. Their mission is money. Their mission is profit motive. That's never been the mission here. The mission has always been the message. And making money selling the supplements is a vehicle where the listener gets to get in on our fight. And we can't fight it without the listener. And the listener needs a megaphone. That's what we are. That's our job. That's our role. That's our purpose. We stand for you. And as my dad says, nearly every show, without your support, we wouldn't be here. Like, that's what it comes down to. And that's what they hate. Beyond any of it and all of it, you can talk about causality in a variety of different ways. What this really comes down to, beyond even censorship and wanting to test trial that on a guy, this comes down to a place that's independent, that's making too much money, that's financially independent from the web of sponsors and controllers and lobbyists and different groups that would otherwise try to curtail and run new media organizations, alternative media organizations. This place was immune to that sickness because at the very beginning, it recognized that as the immediate threat, and it had to find a way to sustain itself.
Yep.
Other places don't operate that way. They operate as, like, how much are we going to get paid for working here? We don't care about that at all. That's the, please.
Probably to our own detriment. Personally, like, it'd probably be smart if we were a little bit more motivated by that stuff. But
being a man of the people, which is what every InfoWars crew member is, and woman as well, being like a person of the people or a man of the people. See how inclusive I am? See how friendly I am? But being a man being a man of the people is worth almost anything. Okay, and that's what these onion people, that Billy Corgan looking guy, that Tim Heidecker, you'll never be a man of the people. No one will ever take a boot off your car. No one will ever buy you a steak because you're filth. You're human scum. You're depriving a man of his civil liberties, his right to a First Amendment. You're trying to rip him apart and wear his skin. It's not okay. You will be called out for that. This is not something that's done in a vacuum. Oh, I'm just following orders. Eventually, whether it takes decades or a century, the law will represent what happened to us was wrong, because that's what it already clearly states. But one of these days, the chickens are going to come home to roost, and anyone that's been a part of this is going to be a part of the censorship operation. And we're going to have a free country. We're going to have liberty. We're going to have America back, and you're going to be in the history books, bud. That's what I got to say.
No, it's just it's this pathetic, weaselly action because, like, we are, as we just keep saying over and over, because we have to. It's not even like bragging. It's just like people don't understand how real this is, how real all of this is to us, and they want it, you know, The Onion, Ben Collins, I played the video earlier, is like, we are in an information war. They've lost the information war, and they're trying to circumvent that reality by basically appealing to the teachers. And, you know, I was saying earlier, it's like we beat them in a playground game, so they went to the teacher and lied about us and said, oh, he threw sand in our face. And they just lost. They can't handle it, so now they're appealing to the establishment because they're a bunch of snitches. They're a bunch of little snitches. And that, to me, is the most galling part of it.
It makes me just emotional to think about all this stuff, man. I'm tearing up right here in the studio. Like, I really am. And just think about it all. My dad forced to fight a battle that he is doomed and destined to lose against all odds in a rigged kangaroo court where he's ruled guilty by default, where they say, you don't have the evidence that we say you have, that we create, that we generate out of thin air. You don't have... We're not basing things here off of conspiracy theories when we try to sell people products. We sell people the products to do the damn show. And it's a damn rotten lie what's been done to this office. It's a damn rotten scheme. The government expensed $48 million in charity work from the same law firm that sued Trump. Where's the help from Trump? You know? And I sit here and it's desolate and we're destitute and this should be the greatest media operation. It is the greatest media operation in the world. But I sit here and the facts around me, the empty rooms, the emotions of the people here, we have been raped by the system and no one is there to stand and fight for us, even though we've been trying to stand and fight for people since the entire existence of this organization. And it is absolutely brutal to sit here today after being in this building for 17 years, literally my entire life, this place is my home, knowing that it's going away based off a lie and knowing that people who could have stopped it, people who could have gotten it investigated like Trump and others did absolutely nothing. Our enemies are going to attack us. It's just what it is. It's the nature of what we do. It's just the nature of who they are as well. What's worse is the people that you help, the people that you carry on your back, when they stab you and when they twist the knife and they laugh in your ear and they call you low IQ on Twitter. What are we doing here anymore, man? What is this country? This war criminal administration that promised to be the president of peace and all of that. And we're sitting here and we're desperately anti-war and that's all we've ever been. And because we backed him but the reason why we backed him for 10 years is because he promised he was that. He's not that. He's not our friend. He's not our protector. And I'm sorry to turn this into a thing about Trump. We could talk about the Onion people all day. They're just going to do this by nature. We thought he was different. Where is the cavalry? Where is the help? Where are our friends? Our friends are gone. And there's nothing left. It's just us in this building until they turn the lights off. That's all I got to say.
No, it's brutal. I mean, the personal cost that your family has borne. No, it's brutal. And they want to laugh at us. They want to mock us.
Yes.
And, you know, I was saying earlier, you know, they like to portray themselves as above all of this. And this right. is all just a big joke to them.
It's all a hot time.
But yeah, they're completely full of crap, and it's just what they need to say in order to be okay with what right. they're actually doing to us. They need to portray us as the devil so that they can
us. It's the perfect narrative, right? Because you have dead kids on one side, and you have the mean evil man on the other side. Isn't it worth it to make the mean evil man pay $1 billion, even if it violates his rights? Isn't it worth it to make him suffer? Isn't it fun to see him dance? That's what they believe. That's what it's all about. Where are the damages? Someone left you a note? That means my dad can never work again. His entire life's work can be wrenched away from him in an instant? Is that the kind of country we live in? Like, do you hear what I'm saying right now?
Absolutely.
And to just get it back to the zeitgeist, because I don't want to be co-opted by this. You got Jesse Waters and Sean Hannity on TV manufacturing consent for multiple genocides. They are worth tens of millions of dollars, get paid oodles of money every year, and are respected by everyone they go around. Or at least go, oh, that's a celebrity. That's a big guy. My dad didn't hurt anybody. My dad didn't kill anybody. My dad didn't manufacture consent for anybody ever. And everything's been taken from him. Where are the lawsuits? Can the dead Iranians, can the families of the dead children, can they sue Fox News? Can they sue CNN? Can they sue MSNBC? No, they can't. Because they'd laugh at it. But oh, us, the mean evil man, the Alex Jones, put him to death.
Yeah. And of course, you know, the other ironic thing is that now no shooting happens without everybody questioning it. Look at right. Uvalde. I mean, as soon as, and for good reason, because they were holding the parents back. They let the kids right. die. The parents listening to them outside the building being held back. Everybody questioned that for very good reason. So it's not even what Alex, you know, did by questioning Sandy Hook, which, hey, spoiler alert, I did too, right?
And
we all watched it. It was very suspicious.
I don't want to interrupt. That's legal, by the way. It's legal to say something didn't happen or to question an event. Okay, that's not a crime. And just because they got a civil court where it's preponderance of evidence, 50.1%.
That was a default judgment anyway. So
exactly.
You can't even say it was proven.
We didn't have
court.
A chance. He never had a chance. Have you ever felt like you didn't have a chance? Well, Alex Jones never had a chance. And if you don't stand for him, nobody's ever going to stand for you.
Seriously.
This is a test case, man. It's a giant system. And he's just the first person. He's the first cow to get electroshocked through the slaughter line. That's all this is.
Yeah.
And they just laugh on Twitter. They just laugh all day and they watch Love Island on Twitter.
And who the Onion bought the info war and now it's the gay flag logo.
Yeah. No, I mean, you said it already, and just it, very simply, the thing to understand, Alex Jones did nothing wrong.
Yes.
And has been punished more than rapists and murderers get punished. Rapists and murderers can have bank accounts.
More than war criminals, man. More than genocide artists.
And he literally did nothing. And I'm not just saying like, oh, well, it wasn't that bad. No. He literally did nothing. He questioned an event just like now. Everybody questions every event. He was just ahead of the curve. And he wasn't the only one. And he wasn't the central figure even of the Sandy Hook conspiracy. There were other people that were way bigger and more influential than him. He comments on it 20 minutes out of 10,000 hours. And it becomes his identity and defines him forever. And he can never work again, never own a home again, never be like... Your inheritance has been stolen from you.
Right.
Like, and look, people talk about, you know, Alex has all this money. First of all, Alex never had money. That's been proven. Right. And we've talked about that over and over. I remember at the time people were saying, oh, it's so terrible. And I looked up, I think who I looked up was, I can't remember his name now. Who's the Brian on CNN?
I got something. Can I come in?
Yeah.
Can I come in here? So they said my dad was worth $280 million. My dad's never been worth more than $10 million. That's what they said. My dad bought a $4 million house that appreciated into $7 million. He sold it to fund this operation. That's the most expensive asset he's ever owned.
Yep.
The house he lives in right now, he films out of, and people go, that's fancy. You're not supposed to have it. In Texas, you keep your house and your car. That's called homestead law.
Right.
But to the people out there, and I know we got all our friends and family and all the viewers and listeners and the home viewer out there with us. We know that you love us and support us. But to the eyes out there that watch from the corners, from the dark, from the shadows, to the creatures that peer and scratch and crawl, to the forces that would like to see us destroyed, how do you argue with the truth? This is what I don't know. How do you argue with the truth? I get someone being brainwashed, ignorant, being convinced of the lie. But how do you come up with the gall, the wit, the spirit to do this to people, to do this to us? It's disgusting. It's abusive. My earpiece is falling out. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say that I looked it up at the time. Brian Stelter, when he was on CNN, was getting paid $12 million a year to read somebody else's words off a teleprompter.
Wow.
For 60 minutes a day. Alex Jones does a four-hour-a-day show.
6 days a week.
Seven days a week.
Yeah.
At this point, he's doing it, you know, Sundays and Saturdays too. Built this operation from the ground
from
up.
From nothing.
Changed the world with his ideas to where everywhere looks like InfoWars. Now, the man should be a billionaire. But they were pissed that he made less than Brian Stelter, who read, you know, would sit in his underwear and read somebody else's words for an hour a day.
And he still works, and he will continue to work forever because that's who he is. It's not about the money.
Yeah.
And that's what these people, they can't compute it in their mind. They got no idea.
No, they literally cannot understand it.
They're like, well, what is this? All the equipment's old, and it's just a really intense, like, hard group of people that work here. And like, they're like, we need $100 million to keep this alive because it's going to lose money for 5 years and crap. You know what I mean? Like, that's who these people are. And, like, no one's ever going to support this operation if we're gone and you raise it as a false image. Like, it's just going to be a dead site, a dead store, whatever they turn it into. And the thing is, these people, because they run the world and they run these systems, they do have infinite money to just like piss away and have a lost leader.
No, literally.
You know, just for years and years and years. I mean, look at Vice Media.
Yep.
Look at Vice Media, for example. Look at what happens after Gavin McGinnis is not there. They just tank.
Literally.
They get bought and they just tank again.
Billions of dollars pumped into them.
Outrageous.
Billions.
Imagine if we had billions of dollars. Imagine if we had 10 million.
Imagine if we just weren't being robbed continuously. Like, that's the
thing.
Yeah,
imagine if we could earn. A man's got a right to ply his trade. We had a right to earn. They took away my dad's job. Okay, imagine they go to your office, they say, you know, Hector's a mean guy. You know, Hector says mean things online. Hector said things didn't happen. You shouldn't have your job anymore. How does that make you feel, citizen at home? Does that make you feel safe? Need to talk to people you know about this case. This is really important stuff here.
And again, people don't understand it. I don't know, even know if I can adequately explain just how rigged this entire process is. Was. I mean,
yep.
Every step of the way. We have them on hidden camera, thanks to James O'Keefe, admitting that this was a CIA, FBI product where they wanted to go after Alex Jones. First, they took us off every platform. Remember that? Remember the great deplatforming in 2018? That was supposed to take us down. We were supposed to be gone. They were clinking champagne glasses and saying, we did it. We deplatformed Alex Jones. We survived and thrived through that because of your support, because we built our own systems, because we had the backup. I mean, we don't even do subscription stuff because we want it all out there.
I mean, you asked the question, like, how do we have so many amazing people here? It's trial by combat.
That's literally what it is.
We're in a war here. And like the history of the war is so long and so deep, we think about these things and we don't even think about them. I mean, think about what happened in 2018. The test case for all censorship in America and the world going forward, my dad pulled off all social media, Google, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, in under 2 weeks, completely gone. And not off the Sandy Hook stuff. This was before that, off complete BS violations that were not violations at all. His third strike on Twitter was calling Oliver Darcy a possum that crawled out of the rear end of a cow. Now, I see people post hardcore porn. I see people use hardcore, you know, like derogatory language to each other. I see all sorts of horrible stuff like that online. That's what happens. That's what goes on. But we're not allowed to speak? Like, do you see what I'm saying here? It's insane.
Yeah. No, It is literally insane, and people don't understand.
I'm sorry to be nasty. I'm just trying to give examples here.
No, I mean, the thing is, they are literally the worst people in the world.
Right.
And again, it's this idea that they put across that they're fighting the power, and it's like it could not be more inverted.
They're the power. I mean,
they're literally the power.
Think about global tetrahedron. Oh, it's all cute. We're the evil company with the guy with the red backlight and whatever. And it's literally like...
It's like, that's who you actually are.
Well, they can't help but embody the archetype that they are, and that's the metaphysics of it.
Yeah.
That can't be denied. We should talk to Jay Dyer about that. That would be an interesting conversation about kind of just like some of the symbology and kind of like the weird sympathetic magic they're trying to do on our operation. And what that is Luciferian, it's Freemasonry, it's satanic, it's evil. We don't support that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just, I mean, it's just the... It's the inconsistency of it and just the madness of it all, where it's like everything they claim to believe is the opposite of what they actually believe. And if they actually believed what they claim to believe, they'd be info warriors, not onion readers.
And make no mistake, this blueprint is set for all of us. I loved your rant. You need to put that out.
Thank you.
So you've been here since you're 23. You've been here 17 years.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy to think about, right?
But the crazy part is, last time they did a fraudulent auction overturn, there hasn't been a court hearing, and they're saying it's theirs. You play that clip I gave you? I wouldn't watch the whole thing.
We're going to play that, actually, right now.
Next segment.
Yeah, because I wanted Rex to comment.
I mean, they literally say,
Yeah.
Oh, we own it, the studios, everything. Not even a court hearing.
They're sending it all over the place.
But that means that the fix is in.
No, it's nuts. I mean, I don't get how they get away with it. I don't get how they get away with rigging the auction, how they still are
how they get away with cutting little boys' dicks off. Yeah. Putting men and women sports. It's all about getting away with it. It's all about rubbing our faces in it. But we're not going to stop. The Alex Jones Network's ready. Everybody's just got to back us. All these frickin' Rex knows how real it is.
I appreciate you, Dad. We're in the fight. We're going to remain here. Like you said, we're going down with the ship. So we're all going to see what happens, aren't we?
We're not going down with the ship. We're getting in a new, faster, sleeker ship.
New speedboat.
Well, the point is,
we're getting in a rocket ship.
They said they already started not paying the internet bills.
Yeah.
No internet. Power, because all the contracts are turned off the first. So I was going to be like, oh, all right, we'll just move over the first. Nope. I'm going to actually wait till they turn the lights out now. I'm going to make them send the constables in here. Yeah, I mean, because it's Guerra Gamble that ran the whole fake show trial.
I mean, think about that. She walks the red carpet at South by Southwest.
For the movie that was a production. People say, why did I would be arrested if I didn't go to that trial. I didn't realize it was totally staged until I got there. Even though you think I'm cynical, folks, it's worse than you know. Great job, guys.
Love you, Dad.
Scam upon scam. We'll survive.
The bad guys all over the world, the EU, NATO, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Democrat Party, they all recognize InfoWars and its history since 1997 when I started the website and started using that name as being probably the most devastating weapon of truth against them. And that's why they've tirelessly attacked us, censored us, and tried to shut us down. but because you stood with us as modern Paul Revere's, as true InfoWarriors, we've not only stayed on air, but we've become more effective and reached even more people, not just here, but around the world. This is 1776 Worldwide. Now, coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself is InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. We also have a new line promoting the 250th anniversary of the American Republic, about to show you in a moment. But these are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines. Again, we the people, that means you and I, literally are the InfoWars. We are the eyes and ears on the ground. We are the people engaged in the fight to awaken humanity and seeing giant successes. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line. Dozens of new limited edition shirts in the 1776 line and hats. I love this one. InfoWars. All gut, no quit. Remember all the times the last few years where they had the fake auctions and raided us and turned the electricity off and got overturned in court? Oh, we're still battling. We wouldn't still be here if it wasn't for your fight. I'm the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. And that's who we are. So you want to get this camo classic InfoWar shirt right now at thealexjonesstore.com. A lot of these new shirts and hats are totally new designs, but a lot of them are classics, but limited edition with 1776 on the shoulder. Now here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. Got the 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. And there's not just the new InfoWars 1776 line of hats. There's things like this bad boy, just real clean, classic Americana USA. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition America at 250 years old. And the back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag with 250 on it. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. Semi-quintennial, that means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And this is just a small sampling of the designs at thealexjonesstore.com. InfoWars is 28 years old. America is 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250, 1776 forever. Again, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you all for your past support. And just let you know, it's up to you whether this continues on. The InfoWar lives on through you. I suggest you get some of these classic designs while you still can, because in the future, if they get shut this down, we're going to have big problems selling InfoWars named apparel. Could be your last chance to get it. Thanks for your support. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for being part of the true heart of America and the resistance against the globalists. God bless you all.
Welcome back, folks. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. In studio with me is Rex Jones. You can follow him on X at Rex Jones News with a Z. JonesCBD.com, 50% off.com, ShroomForce.com. And of course, you host Gray Area and you can follow that at Gray Area Talks.
Yes, I do. Tim Tompkins, sorry to interrupt you there. I just want to let people know, if you want to support me, I have Knockout Sleep Support on 50%off.com. I know a lot of you guys love that product, have wanted that product for a long time. I'm a small businessman. I manufacture all these things myself. I ship all these things myself. This is my business. If you want to support it, 50%off.com. I've got Knockout Sleep Support. So I've got BrainForce on there as well. But I didn't mean to interrupt with that. I just wanted to let people know.
Well, I was going to ask you sort of about the product, especially the ones at thealexjonesstore.com, because obviously that's how we stay on air. That's how, and
sure,
we really do need your support.
Absolutely.
Right now, thealexjonesstore.com. But I mean, how hilarious is it that they want, you know, Tim Heidecker's like, yeah, we're going to have a product that, you know, makes your pee turn into gold. And it's like, okay, that's not a funny joke. It's not like actually funny in the
sure.
typical sense. But like, is it so bad? Is it really so bad, Rex, that we sell products that they themselves probably take?
Well, this is the crazy thing to think about, right? Imagine thinking the business model moving forward of, you know, mocking us and mocking the audience, mocking the viewing list or listening public is going to contribute towards any sort of InfoWars success in the brand as it is at all. What they want to do is convert it over to something that like a liberal might join. Right. So they're going in a completely different direction. That's my interpretation.
See, but and this is the weird part is they're going to make parodies of people that don't exist. Right.
Right.
Like this is the weird part is like. They're going to, you know, like the crew just threw up, like, learn to float. Like, there's all this stuff that's just like, okay, who are they even making fun of? Because we don't
right.
talk about any of that stuff. You know, it's like if they make a thing where it's like, we're going to talk about UFOs and Bigfoot, well, huh? And it's like, well, we don't talk about
it's
that.
It's an so outdated lie. Even? It's an outdated lie. That's the way they used to attack my dad back in the day. And they think they can bring that back and make him not a serious person.
Right.
That's what the attempt is.
Even though the whole reason they're targeting him is because yeah. he has a sincere political impact.
He has, like, one of the highest bounties ever. Like out of anybody, it's crazy how high his bounty is, and they're never going to be able to collect on it. Like they think that they'll get the bounty by taking this place down. You don't beat the captain by taking his ship. That's not how it just goes and gets on another boat, like you were saying earlier.
Yeah,
and that's what's going to happen. And it's wild that we just sell top rated products on the AlexJonesStore.com that are literally like a step above what you'd see in a Whole Foods. You just get it white labeled. Bigly makes it, or they white label it, and then we sell it to you. Like that's all it is. It's the same thing you get in like a boutique compounding pharmacy where they'd sell you nutritional supplements. Like it's the same exact quality, purity, grade. These are things that improve people's lives. These are things that people buy anyway at higher prices. We try to do budget premium and give people the best possible price on the best possible product because people are going to use them already. It's called a dietary supplement. They're food.
Yeah.
It's a food product. Like what? You want us to sell bagels to people or something? Maybe they'd like that more. Oh,
yeah, there you go.
Zinger. Right there.
That might be even better. Yeah. Iodine, you know, again, it's just like something commonly recognized in every first aid kit that you want to purchase is going to have iodine in there. It's, you know, amazing functions there. And again, you can use them yourself. And like, again, it just doesn't make any sense because they might be of the mindset that you sell people crap for inflated prices and you're somehow getting one over on them. We need you to come back. So like,
right.
why? Like, what? We're going to sell you something good.
The business survives on people knowing that they're funding the operation.
True.
If you're not funding the operation, I mean, they're going to go fund the operation wherever it moved to. They're not going to fund the dead corpse of the operation. So it really is a thing. Like you buy this place, it's a giant money pit. Like all our tech is old. Like the building is... no bueno, I guess I should just say. Like, have fun with the air conditioner, guys. That's going to be really fun. Like, you're going to have fun crawling up there like we have to do, okay? So, like, it's literally not even a Pyrrhic victory for them. It's like a total loss.
Yeah, and again, you know, if we actually were, like, cynical and we were, like, trying to pull one over on people, it would feel very different if, like, you know, they were beating us in this game that we're both playing.
Right.
But it just feels weird that it's like we didn't do what they claimed that we did. So it's not, and that's what I mean by they're going to do this parody where they're going to talk about Bigfoot and aliens and learn to fly. And it's like, am I supposed to be insulted by this? You're parodying somebody that doesn't exist. You're creating your own portrait of who you think we are, and then you're mocking that. We're over here in a completely different universe being like, we don't know who you're talking about, dude. Like, they are so disconnected from reality that it's like hard to even take it personally. But like, you know, during the trial, the reason we were defaulted, again, I want everybody to understand this. The reason that we were not allowed to defend ourselves, that we were declared guilty before ever setting foot in front of a jury. There was a jury there because it was a show trial. That's what show trials do.
It was a mockumentary. They were mocking us.
Yeah, and they're mocking the First Amendment, which they said we were not allowed to bring up. We were not allowed.
Doesn't apply to Alex Jones.
To bring up the First Amendment. We were not allowed to say that we didn't do what they said they did. They said you have to go up and be questioned and be grilled by these lawyers, and you're not allowed to defend yourself, literally.
I mean, imagine, I go back to that $280 million number. I'll give the viewers, the home viewer, a little more context. So they had a guy, and I have to rewatch the trial. This is another anecdote. Don't let me forget what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to go in on a little dive here with you. We need to do some sort of show after a couple weeks of studying this topic. In the same way that Dyer talks about his theology, we have to have apologetics for this. Mm. Like, we have to have built out, because we're correct.
And that, it's like almost too much. We do need to do that.
We have to do Alex Jones apologetics. I've always thought that would be, you know, a great episode title or something like that. But getting back to it, this is just one little check mark on the apologetics list. They had a guy from some Ivy League school come in who was a professor, and they relied on this professor's credibility, and they sold it to the jury. They packaged it well. They got this guy to say my dad was worth $280 million based off the period of time between 2015 and 2018 where InfoWars generated over $180 million. Now, where did that money go? We used to have a damn near 30,000 square foot warehouse, okay? We used to have dozens of employees over there and dozens and dozens and dozens of more employees over here. Massive studio infrastructure, bills, reporters, everything. We used to actually spend money because we were expanding. We were growing. We were alive. We were a business. Yeah. We were allowed to do business. Right. And Alex, you know, probably taking a few million from that, they go, oh, he's worth $280 million, because they say gross versus net. Well, there is no net, because whatever money my dad had left, he spent on blimps, on billboards, on planes, on things you can't even comprehend. Because yeah. You would never think to promote something in such an organic way. And you would never think to focus all the energy of your attack, instead of feeding yourself and growing your own power, growing the power of the network. So network. Of the audience, of the community, of all of us together. It's a shared gift. My dad may be broke, but he's rich in spirit. We're all rich in spirit because of him. We are all InfoWars. We are all 1776. Millions of people have this invisible but very tangible bond with each other now, where we're all united over discovery and liberty and human empowerment and liberation. Like, and that is something. No matter your piles of gold or stacks of silver or Bitcoin or debt or stocks or whatever, you can't purchase it. You can't manufacture it. You can't. It's non-fungible.
Right.
It's non-fungible. It's something that you'll never live in the zeitgeist. You'll never know what the spirit of the time is. You're incapable of that.
Amen. Absolutely. No, you're exactly right. And just the absurdity of the experts coming in and just lying. And, you know, so the jury is making decisions.
I'm the expert. I'm in charge. Dude, move over. I will tell you how much money you've made and how much you're worth. Defend yourself. First Amendment. I went to Yale University.
Like, that's what we're dealing with here. And these people, like, if the power went out for 30 minutes, they would be gone.
Yeah,
like but they, in this crooked system, they somehow have power over us. It's like that scene in The Incredibles, right, where he's working that job, you know, and he's got that abusive boss who's just horrible. It kind of looks like Ben Shapiro.
That is what it's like, actually.
He sees the guy getting mugged in the alley, and he knows he has the power to do something about it, and he's going to go do it. And the guy goes, I'm going to take your job if you don't do what I say.
Yeah.
The guy goes, that guy's hurting. He's injured. He's being attacked. I need to go help him. You're going to lose your job. Well, what happened? He put that guy through the wall. Okay. And that's what's going to happen to you too. It may be delayed, but you can't argue with the spirit of the time, man. You can't argue with the zeitgeist, and you'll never embody it.
I was going to say, you know what it's like is the final scene of Gladiator. Mm-hmm. It's like this, and that's who you people are, by the way. You're on the side of the emperor.
Right.
We are on the side of the guy who lost everything, who was betrayed, who did nothing wrong,
right.
Who did everything right, but suffered the consequences, who then, before the big bout, gets stabbed in the side and poisoned, and then they come out, and we still win.
Still wins.
But we die in the process, right? But we sacrifice ourselves, and it's all worth it, and it's all the reward we could ever have wanted. But that's the thing. It's like, do people not see that? Like, when you watch Gladiator, and you see the prince, the emperor, go up and stab Maximus in the side before the big bout. Are you not like, don't you hate that guy? Aren't you like, what a scumbag, what a dirtbag? I can't wait for Maximus to cut his head off. Like, that's you guys.
Well,
you guys
foolish.
Are the ones who are cheating.
A lot of the people don't know any better and just believe the lies. And it's our job and it's our sworn duty to convince you of the truth because we know it to be so. Right? Like, to us, it's self-evident because we've lived it. It's not for you because it's not your life. And I do understand that personally. But for the people that gloat and revel in the censorship, it's just like the Palestinians are dehumanized. I'm not comparing it in scope to that. It's like horrible, like, a trillion times much more grand than what we've had to deal with. But it's the same principle. What's done to us will be done to you. What's been done to them will be done to you. And because you treated them like animals, you will be treated like an animal. Because you treated us like animals, you will be treated like an animal. Because you discriminated against us, you will be discriminated against by someone that hates your very soul, not just you for some characteristic. And we're human beings. We're people. We don't hate people's spirit, do we? Unless it's the devil.
And that's the difference, is I don't want people to mistake you. What you're saying is you're talking about a karmic,
yes,
you know, universal rule. But, like, we're not going to be the ones to treat you like animals. We don't treat anybody like animals. We treat everybody like human beings, and we're the ones who pay the price for it. While these scumbags, like, literally, this is the perfect one. But it would be like, instead, if he stabs Maximus in the side, and then the emperor wins, and a bunch of people are there going, well, I guess Maximus got what he deserves. It's like, no, he's the good guy. At the end of the day, he's the good guy. The emperor's the bad guy.
I want to clarify my point. I'm sorry if I misspoke. I've been traveling, and I did a three-hour show this morning. I want to clarify what I'm saying. They treat us like animals. They're going to treat you like an animal. And just because you cheer for it, the price of cheering for it is throwing your rights away. That's what it costs to sit in the arena and to eat the bread and to watch the game.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've got to stop doing that. And that's what I'm calling for.
And I just want to emphasize that, like, and again, you know, not to brag and not to be like we're, you know, holier than thou, but, like, this is just how real we are, that even under all of this attack, even under all of this, we don't hate these people. We just want them to go away. Honestly, we want them to wake up. And come on, join our side and fight with us. Like, we want
liberation for everyone. We've all been propagandized. We've all been abused by the system. How about we unite over that? Not in some sick victimhood way, but in understanding and taking ownership for our situation that we're all in this country.
Yeah.
And my dad is one of the great figures you can point to, or we could have a rallying moment. And I just, it's your job, not just to listen to this broadcast and go, huh, that's interesting. It's your job, if this spiritually compels you, to talk to people you love about this. Talk to your friends, talk to your coworkers, talk to whoever, talk to the lady at Panera Bread. I don't care. It's time for us to start having an awakening. It's time for us to realize the truth. And we're all under attack. My dad is just, it's a public example.
Yeah.
So it's time for unity in the country.
100%. And we got to play this video, the podcast. I know the whole thing's like 4 minutes long. I doubt we're going to get through very much of it. If the crew wants to find, especially where they talk about that they own our studios and are here now. Because they're not here. They don't own our studios. It hasn't even been decided by the
judge.
Every day, more lies. But, you know, while the crew puts that together, the point I was making was that people, you know, they don't understand what the default judgment came from. They said, we want to see your AdSense account, and we want to see your internal discussions and the internal documents that you guys have where your marketing team is telling your host to cover Sandy Hook. Literally doesn't exist. I mean,
totally fake.
Do you think anybody is telling any of us what to say? I have a giant stack of news here I haven't even touched because this news broke and that became our show. We do everything flying by the seat of our pants. It's insane.
And I saw something where they said that because of the traffic increase, because we were covering the thing, it made the sales go up. You know, they sell more ice cream in the summer. There are also more shark attacks. Selling the ice cream doesn't cause the shark attack.
Right.
So that's a logical fallacy. Correlation is not equal causation.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, if we were motivated by money, we'd probably be on board with the Iran war. We'd be kissing Trump's butt.
Well,
doing all that.
They think in this sick way, Harrison.
Yeah.
Like, they're only accusing us of doing it because it's what they would do.
Yeah, but again, so the point is that they literally demanded that we give them documents that do not exist. And that's why we were default judgment. That's why we were declared guilty without ever being in front of a jury, is because the judge said, you have to provide us discovery. You have to provide us your internal marketing documents. We told them, those don't exist. We don't have those. We don't do planning meetings.
Yeah,
we
literally.
Doesn't exist. We don't do it. We cover what is true.
There's no Slack.
There's no internal communication where it's like, oh, we got a lot of, you know, we sold a lot of this when you talked about this. So talk about that more.
People don't talk to each other.
We don't do that.
Everyone operates as an autonomous cell.
And that's why we were declared guilty. That's why we owe all of this money, supposedly. That's why they're taking our company. Because they said, give us the documents. We said, they don't exist. They said, you're guilty. They don't exist. They never
existed. Guilty. And they have, like, it's like they have someone in a giant wig, you know?
Might as well. I mean, they're dyed hair anyway. All right, let's go to this clip. We'll comment on it. I doubt we'll get very far because I'm sure they're going to say things that are ridiculous. But this is, I guess this is Ben Collins from The Onion talking about how they own InfoWars now. Let's
boo,
watch.
Ben Collins.
This
boo.
Was the last line of defense. We had to do it because literally no one else was going to do it. The good news is two things happened. One, the newspaper like went bananas in this time frame. So we relaunched it in August of 2024. Since then, we've become, I believe we are the fifth largest newspaper in the United States right now, which is insane. We have over 70,000 subscribers. So that was
like
just
calling yourself the biggest seller of fax really machines helpful. Or something.
And also, it gave us some time to figure out what to do with this asset, right? Because initially, we were going to, you know, put some of our favorite old Onion writers in charge of it and just do a bunch of like scams. Like, send us $100 and we'll send your grandson $20. That was the kind of thing that we were going to put on the front page. Which I think.
It's not funny. There's no joke in there. I could be more funny when I wake up at 3 a.m. hungover. Like, this is insane.
I mean, that's kind of the saddest part is that the Onion is not
no talent.
They're really not funny anymore. We're going to run scams where we say, give us $100, we'll send your son 20. What? I don't even know what that's referencing. Well, is that like a joke about something?
Who is this supposed to entertain? Men at the prep clinic or something? Like what exactly is going on here? They shouldn't be in front of microphones.
No, we're learning very interesting things here. No, I genuinely don't even know what that is supposed to mean. He's like, yeah, we're thinking about running scams with it. It's like,
yeah,
okay.
Like, we're going to write an article where, you know, it says send us $100 and you're going to send your grandson $20. I'm a Fed.
That's what like, I mean. It's like, do they think they're mocking? Like, I don't know what that means. Have we ever done anything like that? Like, who are you?
It's mental midgetry. What? It's retardation.
So they're literally just like, yeah, we were going to scam people, but now we're figuring out what else to do. It's like, you could try being funny. I mean, that worked 10 years ago. You should try that again. Let's go back to the least funny person I've ever seen run a comedy mag. Let's watch.
Right. And then we're like, well, is that really doing this justice? Could we do something much bigger and better? So the good news is over the last 18 months.
Enunciate, boy!
And the bad news for Alex and everybody else involved on the other side is it gave us a lot of time to think about what this could be.
Gave us a lot of time.
And make some phone calls. And then a couple weeks ago... Alex Jones shows up on Tim Pool's show and they say that he smells like alcohol and he says, they're shutting down InfoWars next month. So I called my lawyer, our bankruptcy lawyer, who we've had this whole time. And I was like, I know he says this like once a month, but again, he says that they're shutting down InfoWars next month. So what's the deal? So he called the receiver and he was like, yeah, we're shutting it down. Like the receiver said, we don't have enough money to pay rent. On this
$75,000
right,
a month.
Right,
not
exactly,
true.
Let alone pay for utilities and internet and the staff.
Oh, well, yeah,
so we can't keep the asset moving.
The rub is, yeah, you can sell this to Alex Jones's ideological enemy, but they got to figure out a way to make money with it.
Yeah, exactly.
See, but that's
so
part that doesn't make sense. Let's pause
said,
it. Let's pause it. That's the part that doesn't make sense. Again, the way the law is written is it's for monetary damages and they're obligated by law to sell the company in order to make money. That is what the auction is about, is how do we get the most amount of money for the damages for the plaintiffs? Like, that's what it's supposed to be. Here they are admitting that if they were to run it, the ability to make money off InfoWars would collapse. They are actually admitting to breaking the law here. I don't understand.
It was never about money. I don't want to reveal things that I've seen and overheard just kind of skulking around the office over the years. But these people were offered tons of money multiple times.
Of course.
And it was never about that. It was always about chopping Alex Jones's legs off, taking his platform away. They publicly, proudly said so in court. And now we have these two little, like, demented children, these weak sisters that are sitting in this podcast studio totally paid for by dark money. They didn't get any of that organically. No one's convinced to watch them. No one's an organic friend, fan, or follower. It's all just a total hoax. And they sit in there and they go, yeah, I thought it would be a funny thing to take InfoWars over and to run it now. And, you know, we have plans for the asset and it's going to be really cool. Like, you're never going to make it profitable. You're never going to make it successful. And you're going to be reviled as the weak sisters that you are.
I'm kind of excited for it. I mean, he's literally tying the rope around his own neck. Like, he is – what are they going to do? You're not going to be funny. It's not going to be insightful. It's not going to be actually powerful. Like, nobody who watches InfoWars is going to watch your stuff and go, whoa, wait, these guys are right. Maybe InfoWars is great. Like, it's a total, like, crapshoot. Like, you're just going to fail. It's going to be the most stressful time of your life as you pour more and more of other people's money into this ridiculous you know, pet project of yours. And in 6 months, maybe a year, if you pump enough cash into it, you're going to shut down in disgrace and it's all going to be for nothing. And we're going to be bigger than we've ever been before. Do you understand that's
this is this,
timeline we're in?
This is going to be like Black Sabbath and Ozzy. You're not ready for what's coming. You're not prepared for it. All right. So it's a 1,000-round fight and they think it's like an 80-round fight and whatever. And they think they're superhuman robot man, Mr. Control of the Internet. We're going to figure out a way to silence them eventually. We've been doing this for decades and decades and decades. Eventually you're going to get tired and you're going to make a mistake. So like that's what this all comes down to. And I would say that's already happened, you know, by this attack, by trying to take this place. Because here's the thing. We got appeals out and, you know, it comes our way. This is massively illegal in my view, in my opinion. So,
I'd say it's absolutely
it's already massively illegal. But this recent, you know, this recent claw grab.
Yeah. I mean, how could it not be? Literally, the law is about making money for the plaintiffs. If they are admitting that they're making less money for the plaintiffs, but they're doing it to shut us up, it's a violation of our First Amendment rights. It's abusive process. It's ridiculous that they're allowed to do this, but they're allowed to do it. Onion listeners, are you listening to me? Because they're the establishment they pretend to fight. Okay. This, you really need to get this through your head. They are the ones who are tied in with the elite. They are the Epstein class. They are fighting us. We are the little guys who make money barely. And by the way, most companies, you know, Black Friday is Black Friday because most companies run in the red. They do not make a profit until the last weekend of November. That's most companies who all they do is sell products. We have to sell products and produce an entire network off of those profits.
Other people do the show to sell the product. We sell the product to do the show. It's different.
That's a very good
point. We're built different. InfoWars is built different. And that's why this new thing is not InfoWars.
Right.
You know, we decide when InfoWars lives and dies, and InfoWars lives forever.
Yeah, InfoWars is never going to die. Let's go back to the tweaking weirdo here.
Be able to get paid for real at some point with actual human dollars as part of this process. So we've come to an agreement with the receiver. That we get to take over this asset.
We've come to an agreement with the receiver.
We've come to an agreement with the receiver.
Wow. Yeah. Wait, so just to be clear, the actual big exclusive announcement here is that The Onion has finally acquired InfoWars.
Yes. Yes, we have. We've taken over the InfoWars studio and the IP and the website and all that stuff. Yeah.
The hell are they talking about?
Background.
Maybe we need them to buy one of these shirts.
That is just a lie. That's just an outright abject lie. He's not in charge of the studio. He's not in charge of the website. That's just a lie. But what he's saying is that he worked with the receiver. So let me get this straight. There was supposed to be an auction. They rigged the auction, so the judge didn't accept the results of the auction because the person that bet highest didn't get to win the auction. They gave it to the person that bet lower because they collaborated and conspired with them in the background. So that didn't go through. They were supposed to hold another auction. Instead of holding an auction, the receiver, who is supposed to be there simply to process the business deals as a functionary, has decided to take it upon himself that he now gets to sell our company to whoever the hell he wants, even though an auction was ordered by the judge. Flagrant illegality on display, everybody.
As Uncle Junior from The Sopranos said, it sounds like Nazi Germany to me, except this time it's legitimate. Okay, we are occupied. This is authoritarian. This is wrong. This is illegal. This is immoral. Everyone needs to stand against this. We are all InfoWars, Harrison.
We need your help. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Yes. Make sure to follow us. Follow Rex at Rex Jones News with a Z. Follow me at Harrison H. Smith. Follow at AJN Live, at InfoWars, at Alex Jones, because we will be making something new, better than ever.
In a world where globalist, depopulationist principalities and powers of the air have been adding, spraying, and inundating humans with heavy metals, chemicals, and toxins, thealexjonesstore.com would like to introduce a new way to remove them from your body from the inside out. Introducing zeolite. Zeolites are a group of crystal-like porous minerals that are found where molten stone meets water. From the Greek zeo, to boil, and lithos, or light, meaning stone, This unique network of tiny little holes and channels found in zeolite absorb and remove harmful substances like heavy metals, chemicals, and other toxins. So don't delay. Start the process of removing unwanted toxins from your body and put some skin in the game of the InfoWar today by going to thealexjonesstore.com and picking up a bottle of zeolite.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.